The Easter story that we just heard in the gospel passage is a story of a progression from dark to light, from dark to light. Mary goes to the tomb and it's still dark outside. And she, in the early light, saw that the stone has been removed, but she doesn't search for Jesus in the dark. Instead, she runs to Simon Peter to tell him what happened. And the light is beginning to shine now, not just on Mary, but on the whole church. Simon Peter goes to the tomb, and St. John runs ahead of him and looks inside the empty tomb, but he waits for Peter to go in first. And then Peter sees the burial shroud and the cloth that covered the face rolled up, and then John enters the tomb. And the gospel then says just these four simple words: he saw and believed. But what did he see? He didn't see Jesus, but he believed. Because Jesus is risen from the dead. He saw with his eyes, but he believed with his heart. He saw natural things, but he believed in the supernatural things. And he stepped physically into the tomb, but he stepped interiorly into the light of faith. He went from darkness to light. In our life of following Jesus progresses in a similar way. Once we decide to make a commitment to follow Jesus first in everything. Following him isn't about putting our faith in things. Rather, it's about putting our faith in the empty tomb, because he has risen. There's a true story about a little boy named Philip who was born with Down syndrome. He attended a third grade Sunday school class with several 8-year-old boys and girls. And typical of that age, the children did not readily accept Philip because of his differences. But because of a very creative teacher they had for their Sunday school class, they began to care about Philip, and they accepted him as part of the group. But, you know, they were still a little bit standoffish. And the Sunday after Easter, the teacher brought Legg's pantyhose containers. Now, you have to go back to the last century to understand what I'm talking about. But they were those plastic eggs is what they were, that had the pantyhose inside. And they looked like very large eggs. And each of the children receiving one, the children were then told to go outside on that lovely spring day and find some symbol for new life and put it in the egg-like container. And then back in the classroom, they would share their new life symbols, opening the containers one by one in surprise fashion. And after running about the church property in confusion and all, the students returned to the classroom and placed the containers on the table. And surrounded by the children, the teacher began to open them one by one. And after each one, whether it was a flower or a butterfly or a leaf, the class, you know, like third graders would do, would ooh and ah over what was inside the egg. And then one was opened, revealing nothing inside. And the children exclaimed, "Well, that's stupid. That's not fair. Somebody didn't do it right." And of course, then Philip spoke up and said, "Well, that's mine." And then they retorted to him, "Well, Philip, you don't ever do anything right. There's nothing there." And Philip said, "I did so do it. I did it because it's empty. The tomb was empty." And silence followed that. And from then on, Philip became a full-fledged member of the class. And that same little boy, he died not long after that first Easter that we're talking about. From an infection, he died that most other children would have shrugged off, but unfortunately not for him. And at the funeral that their church had, the class of 8-year-olds marched up the altar, not with flowers, but with their Sunday school teacher, for each of them to place on the altar an empty pantyhose egg. Well, may the presence of the risen Lord shine on you and your family today as we celebrate the great feast of Easter.